This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Again, we now have it in so many words from a Hamas official that their entire operation, their reason for existence is to stamp out Israel, to make Israel not exist anymore. No, folks, we're not talking about the plot of some movie. We're not talking about some person who has no connection at all to actually trying to make that happen. It's an actual Hamas official who has been saying this. And folks, this is exactly the strategy that they have. This is why this particular conflict is so horrible, because it is based on this kind of hatred, this basically it's racism, there's no doubt about that, and again, just this deep-seated hatred for Israel, and they're not going to give up anytime soon. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the new number for the program, of course. Please don't dial the 877-969-8600 number, but you can reach us at 949-822-7959. You can also go over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, where you can send me a direct message. We heard from Kirk in the UP, the Upper Peninsula, earlier this morning. So you can send me a direct message there. You can also check out the Facebook and X links if you'd like to follow on social media. And plus many more things there at KyleWarrenShow.com. We've got the live links. As well, you can listen in, of course, to theanswertampa.com or GCN Live. And by the way, we are broadcasting to our home station, our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, distributed by GCN to all of our great AM and FM affiliates across the nation. And, folks, so once again, we're glad to have you with us here on this Thursday morning. And we've got Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, on the telephone line, waiting patiently. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Professor Kyle. Great to be with you this Thursday morning.
Yeah, same here, my friend, same here. Well, yes, we did hear from the Hamas official, and his name is Ghazi Hamad, and he was the one that walked out of the BBC interview the other day because they asked him a pointed question about massacring people in Israel, babies and families and so forth. He got mad. I guess he got offended. But then he was back on television, I believe it was a foreign channel, but saying that it's time to just make Israel cease to exist.
Yeah, I almost hesitate to refer to him as a Hamas official.
Right, I agree, yeah.
Because the term official almost gives it a gravitas that Hamas is not deserving of. And, you know, as they've done some questioning of the Hamas terrorists that waged the widespread murder of Israelis a few weeks ago, they made quite clear, they were blunt, just as the Hamas quote-unquote official said, their primary purpose for that terrorist attack was to murder, was to kill.
Right.
That was it. It wasn't about the kidnapping and all that stuff like that. It was just for protection to do that. But the primary purpose was to kill, and to kill as many as they could. So that's kind of what it is. And it's hard to see how any human beings can do that. But nevertheless, the disturbing things you're seeing other countries like Colombia, for example, that are seeking to break diplomatic ties with Israel over this. And so that, it kind of says a lot about where the world is, and we wait to see what the Arab nations that Israel has garnered some friendly relations with, long time with Jordan, but particularly deals with Saudi Arabia and other, what direction that goes, because that'll portend a lot, because clearly Israel righteously is going to continue this operation to make Hamas non-existent, gone.
Right.
Completely.
Right. Exactly. And you're right about the Ghazi Hamad. I had told everybody before that, you know, he's identified, I suppose, as the deputy foreign minister. It's almost as if, hey, guess what? Hamas is a deputy foreign minister. You know, it's almost laughable if it wasn't so serious in terms of how deadly serious they are about killing innocent people. It just really boggles my mind. And this turning against Israel, you know, what do you make of this? It seems like we've got people pouring into the streets. We've got this now anti-Israel, and Jewish people are now legitimately frightened wherever they are because people are taking action and, you know, defacing their storefront if they think Jewish people work there or own the business.
Yeah, and of course, everybody, just like, you know, the United Nations Israeli delegation wearing the gold star, and of course, some criticize them for doing that. But, it is shades of 1930s Nazi Germany, but on the other hand, it's fundamentally different, too, because this is different. And in many ways, it's more frightening than 1930s Germany because it's not localized in a part of Europe and where the free world in the West and the rise of us, and we made partners with some unlikely folks like China and Russia to defeat that evil. And now those folks and the fomented folks that were our allies to defeat that are now a part of the enemies that we face in fighting for what is right. What is right? And that's fundamentally what it is. What is right? What is right? Not what is the thing to do right now to keep peace here or there. Now it's beyond that, because the folks that are fomenting this are not interested in peace. They've never been interested in peace.
Not at all.
Not interested in deals. Only to the extent that they can make deals like Iran to their benefit or advantage basically bring death and destruction to free-thinking people to the world.
Yep. You're right about that.
So we got it.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, hold on there, Kevin, real quick, because we're going to hit the break, but stay right there. Folks, we're coming back with more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Stay right
there. My dad served in Vietnam, the 82nd Airborne Division. He never talked about it, and my mom knew not to ask.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Right, 949-822-7959. That's the number. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by to take your calls this morning. And we've got a lot more to talk about as we race across your radio dial, Thursday morning edition. And as I said earlier, I hope that you have some great weekend plans coming up. We're going to have fun, of course, on the Friday and the weekend edition as well. And we hope that you can join us. And if you'd like to opine, you can also head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, very easy. Simply click on the link, send Kyle a direct message. We'll see it, and we'll be able to bring it up here on the broadcast. Well, waiting patiently again on the telephone line, of course, is our good friend, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired. Good morning again, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Professor.
Well, you know, one of the things that I saw come up earlier, too, and this doesn't have anything to do with Israel, but it looks like Joe Biden is going to meet President Xi in San Francisco, and it looks like that's going to be happening here pretty soon. I think next Monday they're going to be talking about arms control. And so this is a big deal, one would think. Usually a summit is a pretty big deal, but it's kind of like, well, they're going to meet, you know. it's not really being trumpeted, per se.
Yeah, it's not. Well, part of it is to keep low expectations, but, historically in this Biden administration, we've got reason to have low expectations, but the president is going to meet with somebody and they're going to talk about arms control, immediately what comes to mind is, of course, is the deals made to finish the job of Obama, but the deals made with Iran, and what a great deal that was, and they're trying to restore and get back to. And so Americans have every reason to be fearful that whenever this man, our president, meets with anybody, particularly somebody who's proven not to be friends with us, like Iran and now Xi in China, and they talk about arms control, because the folks that we are talking with are in it to win, and we increasingly seem, well, we're in it to lose. We're in it to talk, and talk doesn't do much until you have some kind of outcome from it that furthers America's national security interest, and that doesn't seem to be front and center for what American foreign policy ought to be. America's interest, period. America first, period.
Well, indeed, and certainly China's looking to expand its own influence. It wants to be, I think, the dominating factor. There is a sort of a tenet, I think, in the philosophy of the Chinese government that says they really should be in control and in charge of everything. And what they've been up to, of course, I don't want to say silently, but sort of off the radar, because everybody's focused on Ukraine and now on Israel, with their Belt and Road Initiative or other ways to try to influence other countries, especially going after the rare earth minerals and metals in Africa, for example. You know, they're doing all this because they're slowly building their foundation, and it's almost as if it's not registering on the radar.
Yeah, you know, notwithstanding that, you know, China is they're part of the world economy, and they're relying on certain things, too, and they're certainly not as robust as they might be. However, that hasn't stalled them or kept them from doing the strategic things on many, many fronts. And, I mean, beyond just the stuff that we in America pay attention to, this day, this is the hot button issue. We'll pay attention when we're not looking at what's going on with Britney Spears or some other nonsense like that, or what Hollywood actress is dating one of my favorite football players, Travis Kelce, with my team, Kansas City Chiefs, or something like that. And we're kind of myopic that way, but the Chinese are not. And the folks that are enemies, make no mistake about it, they are enemies out there in the global world, both economically and militarily. They are not myopic. They are willing to take a step back here, there, and brush off some of the wounds that they may suffer economically right here. But they never lose sight of ultimately to where they want to usurp America's power and be the preeminent power in the world. It's really that simple. And it's sad to know that we've got too many Americans that are blind to that, and we have too many other things that get thrown out there that kind of distract us. And, you know, when the Democrats or the Biden, they talk about, oh, we got to walk, we got to chew gum and walk at the same time. I think differently about what that means. We got to really take a look at this. And what they're talking about is, well, we can't lose sight, and we can sell out America on this front, and we can sell out America on this front at the same time. So often that's what they mean. And I've got, and I think most Americans have an entirely opposite thing, which is, hey, we got to put America first, but we can't lose sight of, hey, we can't give up and surrender the ship and abandon ship on this front either.
Well, you're exactly right about that. And, you know, we've moved a lot of material, at least two carrier strike forces, among other things, into the Middle East area in anticipation of some expansion or some other shoe to drop, especially in relation to Iran. But, of course, we also have the forces in the Pacific. Now, you know, it's just a crystal ball type question, but what happens if something erupts in the Middle East that we are necessarily involved in, and then China goes for it with Taiwan? You know, are we able to handle multi-theater, multi-front conflicts, or is that, you know, sort of a thing of the past?
Well, it is a thing of the past. The answer is no, we can't do that. In fact, even before the Biden administration came around, we had become incapable of finding out what was out there as our national security strategy about being able to fight two regional conflicts at one time. We just could not do that. That was part of the reason why we were withdrawing and drawing down forces in South Korea, was so that we would be able to, because we knew we couldn't do that. And we're in a worse position to be able to do that. The short answer is no, we can't do that. And so, economic troubles of their own or not on the end of China, they don't care because it's all relative. If the forces that would oppose them from doing what the heck they want to do elsewhere in the world can't do it, then why wouldn't they take advantage of that? And so, it may be a crystal ball, but it's also just common sense.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our forces in the Mediterranean because we have to, and whether we do anything with that because we continue to see strikes on American forces. Fortunately, we've been able to blunt them in Syria, Iraq, and other places, but it's a defensive posture. Even as we have offensive forces that are taking places there, but yeah, we can't do that. So, yeah, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but we're just on a position, and we're not going to build back the ability to do that overnight. It's going to take years to build back what has been eroding.
I totally agree, and of course, the nuclear question, that's going to be a big part of what Biden and Xi will be talking about, of course, trying to get some sort of agreements on that, but one would think that China will want to continue to expand its nuclear capability, you know, sort of no matter what at this point.
Yeah, and it's no longer, you know, back in the Cold War days, the glory days of the Cold War days when it was, you know, Russia or the Soviet Union, the United States, and it was mutually assured destruction, which was kind of a farcical notion in the first place. That was eventually was going to be doomed to failure anyway, because it is crazy. But now the nuclear capabilities or the verge of nuclear capabilities are so widespread and so out of control anyway,
mm-hmm.
it almost becomes, how are we going to deal when we have this limited nuclear strike here, there, or otherwise? What will our action be? So we've got to start thinking about some things that we thought were unthinkable, but we should have had some smart minds thinking about them a long time ago.
Indeed.
And now we're kind of beyond that to where we're kind of at the mercy of folks like China.
Indeed, indeed. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired, thank you so much for being with us here on the program this morning. We know that you've got some different assignments here moving forward, but we hope to talk to you with you again here real soon. But it's always a great pleasure, and I know people really appreciate your insights.
Pleasure's been mine, Professor, really has. Have a great day and a great week ahead.
Hey, you too. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon, my friend. All right, Kevin Wright, everybody, U.S. Army retired, Lieutenant Colonel. And, folks, we are coming right back because we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying this week on Capitol Hill.
In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West. Here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson on Fox News last night responds.
The failures of the whole administration of what's happening at the border. And so we've had it open for almost 3 years now. We've had millions and millions of people come in and also known terrorists. And so it would not be surprising to us if terrorist cells are setting up shop around the country. Secure the border. That's what the American people want. It's a top priority of ours, but it has not been for the White House.
Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You know, Thursday morning is just flying by here on the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. And we have a lot going on. And little Bob Seger there bringing us back in. And so, folks, once again, glad to be with you here. Things are flying by. It's hard to believe sometimes, but it really does go fast on some days. And I tell you what, we've got a great treat this morning as well. We're going to be talking here, right now, with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's cv, the number 4a.org. And, Jimmy, it's great to speak with you again this morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle, and always a pleasure to be on.
Absolutely. Well, you know, events move very, very quickly, obviously, these days. And more, there's a lot more concern that our forces that are already in harm's way in so many ways, and this way we had those airstrikes last week. But more and more people, I think, are starting to wonder, are U.S. military forces going to be involved in something else in the Middle East, not necessarily the war proper that's going on with between Hamas and Israel, but maybe war with somebody else or some other incident that occurs?
Well, and they have justification for that concern because, you know, as Concerned Veterans for America has been saying for years now and many others, we have our troops in Syria and our troops in Iraq who are basically there with no real true mission or purpose. So you think about it, in 2019, we had seen our troops being pulled out of Syria and then subsequently being sent back in for no cost. And then we have troops right now sitting in Iraq with no real combat purpose. And the reality is what happens, or what has happened, is that we now have our troops who are over there being targets for these proxies of Iran. So all these different troops are sitting there in danger with no purpose. And then that creates a potential trip line for us to go into a deeper conflict. And not only that, and there was a good article the other day in Bloomberg where it talks about how our allies fear the U.S. has overstretched our global ability to handle conflicts.
Well, indeed, yeah, the idea of fighting two different fronts or two different theaters, because something goes wrong in the Middle East with Iran or what have you, and there's an expansion. Well, China may decide at that time it's time to make our move on Taiwan, and we would be stretched thin like you wouldn't believe. But of course, one of the things that that Concerned Veterans for America does is they do try to influence the policy, and especially with we see this kind of brewing now. How hard is it to really move the needle? Because so many people are concerned, and nobody really wants to get the U.S. into any kind of a war anytime soon.
Well, it is difficult to move the needle, but, of course, you know, we have activists all across the nation. That's why they can go to our website and join up with us and partner with us. But the reality is this. There are enough leaders in D.C. right now that are starting to really see that there are problems in the foundation of us being able to provide security for our nation primarily. So the America First concept is not just about a political concept. It's a reality that our military is first and foremost to defend our nation's security. And yes, we talk about allies, and we talk about having the ability to keep the waterways straight. That's part of our national security. But when we start to do things like supporting countries with a blank check like Ukraine, that's not beneficial to us. But when we have countries like Israel that was attacked and needs our financial support, well, that's, one of the things that needs to be discussed. Right now, it's pretty good to see that up in the Capitol, we're having leaders who are willing to say, okay, let's properly focus where we should target our spending to make sure our defense is, properly supporting our allies, our defense funds, our money, and things like that. And it's truly beneficial to do like they're doing in the House right now, to where they're saying, okay, first and foremost, Israel is an ally. Let's go ahead and support them.
Indeed, indeed. And, we had a caller earlier this morning, Jimmy, who called in and talked about these different oversight committees, and there seem to be so many of them, and does anything ever really get done? Well, again, one of the things that Concerned Veterans for America does and is involved in is that rigorous oversight, especially when it comes to the VA programs, trying to make sure that access and quality of care are there. And is that done?
Absolutely. And, talking about foreign policy goes into talking about veterans and the VA healthcare, because we're the ones who suffer from bad foreign policy. So, yes, the oversight that happens in there, the testifying before Congress, you get people like Joe Manchin that had people come before him and testify and demonstrate the large number of pills that was just being given to them to take care of medical things. Well, fortunately, this individual that was in the oversight committee testifying was basically saying, I'm a nurse, I know not to take these things, but how many people don't? And for people like Senator Joe Manchin to be able to be just aghast by the fact that the VA is just pumping out medications to this lady, that's beneficial to getting both sides to be able to drive to the answer, putting healthcare to be veteran-centric by putting the veteran more in charge and giving them choice.
Very cool indeed. Very cool indeed. Well, one of the other things, too, that's going to really be significant because of the situation going on in the Middle East right now is this idea of the war powers. And the CV4A, or Concerned Veterans for America, they talk about the rebalancing of constitutional war powers, and especially, I suppose, where the president has the ability as commander-in-chief to send forces in for a particular period of time before having to report back to Congress. What are the pitfalls nowadays, because of what we see happening around the world?
Well, so constitutionally, the president does and should have the power to use the military appropriately. But what has happened in the past is that Congress has basically ignored their duties and responsibilities by having open-ended AUMFs. The conversations that's happening right now about the war powers and the AUMFs and things like that are really the example of true bipartisanship, because we have Congressman Barbara Lee and Congressman Chip Roy, who are basically on the far ends of both the Democrats and Republican Party, who uniformly saying, hey, listen, let's pull our authority back into Congress to make sure whenever we do something that it is discussed. Because what is quite often the need to declare war for us to use the military has now gone to the authorization for use of military force, which then has led into AUMFs that are so open-ended we can just send troops anywhere. And that is not how the Constitution was established, and that's why there are so many people, bipartisan, that truly want to bring these efforts back into Congress to make sure that they who represent us have the voice of what is best for us as a nation as a whole based on the people they represent.
Well, indeed. And, you know, one of the things, too, that, you know, our active military does every day is they prepare for war. And they do that so that if that need arises, they will go and they'll serve and they will protect us. But one of the things that needs to be done, obviously, is the perception that just don't try that. I mean, we heard Vice President Kamala Harris say to Iran, don't. And so does Joe Biden. President Biden says, don't. But is that really backed up? I mean, you could pick another president out of history. If they say don't, they might carry a little bit more weight.
Well, the problem I see, Kyle, and many of us see, is that one of the things that they always do is they use the military as a way to say don't. It's funny, when you look at there's Secretary Austin in August went to Iraq and was dealing with their leadership over there and talking about how they want to continue this effort to defeat ISIS, which I think we've pretty much have already done. But they also talked about the need to start working diplomatically and economically and work on other issues. And it's shocking to think that since the time of us deploying over there for the mission to defeat ISIS, only now, in August, are they really taking, you know, the concerns and considerations that there's other techniques to deal with these things. This is the problem we're facing right now. They will put everything else on the back burner and use the military as their influence on foreign policy. This is not the way America can lead into the future. It should be the other way. The military is the last item in the toolbox to be used.
Indeed. I couldn't have said it better myself. Well said. Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. The website is cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4a.org. We're going to talk with you again next week, sir.
Thanks, Kyle. And make sure when they go on there, they go ahead and check out the Overwatch. Find out the latest.
Absolutely. Check out the Overwatch, everybody. Take it.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerArizona.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
No, we're not going to bed. Not yet, anyway. And, folks, welcome back. We just want to celebrate. This is a great track, by the way, bringing us back into the final segment of the morning. And time has flown by. Absolutely, it has flown by this morning on this Thursday edition of the program. And this time tomorrow morning, we're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland, of course. He's the insurance quarterback, but also host of the Sports Zone and fellow AM860 compatriot right there on AM860, host of the Sports Zone on Sunday mornings. And I can hardly wait to ask him about his take on the World Series because, of course, Texas Rangers won it in five to nothing against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And, those two teams, they were really great. It was kind of hard to tell coming in, you know, exactly what might happen. And I don't think people predicted it would be done in five games. A lot of people were anticipating it might go the distance. But this time it was just the time for the Texas Rangers. But we did see some great baseball for sure in this World Series. I tell you what, folks, one of the things that really is concerning me, and this is something we talked about way back at the very top of the program this morning. So a lot of new people, of course, joining us now. I want you to hear, this is a translation of an appearance by Ghazi Hamad.
Evidently, he's the deputy foreign minister for Hamas. Yeah, folks, they have evidently a deputy foreign minister. Really? Okay. But he's the same guy, I think, who was he walked out of the BBC interview the other day because they offended him by asking him about Hamas massacring all those innocent people in Israel. I want you to hear what his he says, and again, this is being translated from an appearance on a foreign television station, evidently. But listen to these words, very chilling, about what Hamas and others, evidently, want to do to Israel. Let's listen in.
Israel is a country that has no place on our land. We must remove that country because it constitutes a security, military, and political catastrophe to the Arab and Islamic nation and must be finished. We are not ashamed to say this with full force. We must teach Israel a lesson, and we will do this again and again. The Alaska flood is just the first time, and there will be a second, a third, a fourth, because we have the determination, the resolve, and the capabilities to fight. The occupation must come to an end.
Occupation where? In the Gaza Strip?
No, I am talking about all the Palestinian lands.
Does that mean the annihilation of Israel?
Yes, of course. The existence of Israel is what causes all that pain, blood, and tears. It is Israel, not us. We are the victims of the occupation, period.
Oh, boy. Well, see, that is, again, we have it now in no uncertain terms. We have it in not so many, in so many words, as the saying goes, exactly what Hamas, their ilk, and followers and supporters and so forth, especially in the region there, what they really think about Israel. And the word occupation even came up in our discussion with Denise Simon this morning. And, of course, occupation has a connotation that, well, if you're on somebody else's land, but if you just kind of give it back, everything will be okay. Go back to your own area. But to this particular individual, and speaking for many, unfortunately, any area of Israel is considered occupied land, so Israel can't pull back any more than they already have over the years. They would have to go into the sea, and that is their objective. So this is what we're dealing with, folks. This is the mentality. This is the hatred. This is just the abomination and the abominable things that are being said and done. It's really terrifying, really terrifying. We've got the line one just lit up here just a few moments ago. Let's head over to line number one. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jack. I'm from Tampa.
Hey, Jack.
I just wanted to say I really appreciate the way you handle callers who don't always agree. I mean, I've listened to you. I can't listen all the time, but when I do, you really do an excellent job of that. If there was more of that in the world, especially this country, I think we'd be way ahead. So I really do appreciate that. And I'd
thank
also
you.
Like to just, yeah, well, thank you. I was going to say, you should maybe even think about bringing in opposing sides. I mean, you're good at it.
thank you.
That's your show, so I can't tell you what to do. But the other thing I just want to make a comment on is the situation in Israel. And believe me, I do not have the solution. But I think it is fair to remember that area of the world has gone back and forth as to who ruled it for, thousands of years? I mean, it's...
Well, sure.
You know, I don't know who actually ruled it first. I mean, it's gone back and forth between Islam and Christianity and Jewish and, and of course, then the latest one in modern history was it was ruled by the Ottoman Empire, which I believe was the Muslims, and then that was defeated in 1948, and then that's when Israel went in. So, I mean, it is a problem, because it's not like the United States, where there really wasn't anyone here other than Indians, which have now been given, you know, some would argue not enough, but they've been given consideration.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not that simple over there. And I can see where there's people that feel one way or the other way. And, you know, it's what really bothers me is that all the religions, Christianity, Jewish, Islam, all believe in Abraham as the first prophet. You know, I was like, maybe somebody should say, you know, just go back to that and, you know, let's work this out.
Yeah, it is so convoluted and complex, but you're right. Yeah, tracing back to Abraham, and we had a caller earlier who talked about he came out of Ur of the Chaldees. That was in Mesopotamia, and he was called out, and then eventually, and, you know, he was told that your descendants will be like the stars in the sky, this kind of thing, and eventually the children of Abraham, the Israelites, ultimately, you know, went into the land of Canaan and subdued that, and that's that area that we're talking about today of modern-day Israel, basically. Remember the story of Jericho and these kinds of things. So, yeah, it's an interesting sort of historical journey, but to say that one people has to be absolutely exterminated, I mean, this is crazy time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree.
Yeah, exactly right.
They all have a claim. That's the problem. So,
right, and
nobody should be totally exterminated. And I mean, I feel bad for the Israelis that just got slaughtered.
Yes,
but I also feel bad for the Palestinians. There, you know, that there are some that are innocent, and they don't even have water to drink. I mean, you know, I hear stories of 40 people living in one little house, and they get 1 gallon of water a day for 40 people.
That's
just going to create more hatred.
Well, sure, and Hamas is not they don't administer things for the good of the people. They see the people, I think, as just cannon fodder for their war against the Jews. I mean, this is so unpalatable and just unbelievable of what we're witnessing. But yes, it's. And, of course, when Israel was reconstituted, the modern state of Israel in 1948, who would have thought that eventually the so many people around the world would then be coming against Israel? It's just really mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is. I think maybe some surgical strikes right now would be really beneficial, because it would help get rid of the bad guys and maybe not hurt as many innocents. You know, that would be the only thing I could add, which it seemed like Israel was doing some of that.
Yeah, they try to telegraph, yeah, where they're going to go and get out of the way, but Hamas typically doesn't let the people move or get out of the way because they want that propaganda. But I really appreciate the call this morning, because, and you really made my day with your compliments. I just can't thank you enough, and I'm going to walk out of here 3 feet off the ground. I appreciate it.
Well, good. No, I really mean it sincerely.
Well, thank you. Well, take care, and call anytime.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care. All right, folks, we're coming to the end of the program. Thanks to everybody, AM860. Thanks to everybody.
News, insight, passion. AM930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerArizona.com. AM930, The Answer.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.